This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. ByHeart features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. It includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. In this episode, I'm answering Carrie's question about something that was noted on her placenta after birth. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I am so glad you're spending some time with me today. In these short episodes that I release from time to time on Thursdays, I talk about short topics or share stories or answer listener questions. And in this episode, I am answering a question from Carrie. She sent it to me on Instagram via Instagram direct message or DM. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins, and you can feel free to reach out to me there. And here is the question. It says, "Hi, Dr. Nicole. I love the podcast and have a question for the Q&A. I have a 2-year-old daughter, easy pregnancy and delivery at 40 weeks, 6 days, and healthy baby. At the hospital, it is routine to send the placenta to pathology. The report stated that I had patchy coringiosis, with a note that it is associated with tobacco or drug use during pregnancy and a bunch of other medical issues. This was alarming to me, but Google did not provide much information, but it seems rare to have with a healthy pregnancy. Thinking about baby number 2, should this be a concern? Thank you for the podcast. Hopefully you choose this question." Well, as you can see, I did choose the question. It's a great question that brings up a lot of important points that I am going to talk through in my response. So, first of all, let me first talk through what happens with the placenta after birth. You mentioned that at your hospital that it is routine to send the placenta to pathology. I wouldn't say that that is necessarily the case at all hospitals. I would say most often it is typically discarded as medical waste. Now, some people do keep it to do things like encapsulation, or people do rituals like bury the placenta under a tree or something like that. And if you're thinking about placenta encapsulation, which is the process of taking the placenta, grounding it up, turning it into pills, and consuming it, people say that it may help with things like postpartum depression or help with healing after birth. There's not a lot of data on that. I do have a lesson inside the birth preparation course on how to approach placenta encapsulation safely. The birth preparation course is my online childbirth education class. You can check out all the details at drnicolerankins.com/enroll if that's something that you're interested in. Okay, now sometimes the placenta is sent to a pathologist for examination. So what is a pathologist? A pathologist pathologist is a medical doctor, so they went to medical school and then they did a residency in pathology, and they specialize in diagnosing diseases by examining tissues, cells, and organs. Pathologists actually play a crucial role in the diagnosis and management of various medical conditions. They typically work primarily in laboratories, so they don't do direct patient care. And they're an integral part to patient care because they provide diagnostic information that guides treatment decisions. For example, say you have a breast biopsy, for instance. A pathologist is going to be the one to look at that biopsy and tell us whether or not there are precancer cells present, cancer cells present, infection present, things like that. So they look at tissue, they look at organs, and they are the ones that make those diagnoses to let us know if something is normal or abnormal, things that we can't see by the naked eye. Now, the reason that we may send a placenta to pathology, there are actually a few reasons. Because you can see some changes in the placenta that can give us clues about things that happened during that pregnancy, and that may help guide us for future pregnancies. So if there's diabetes, we may send the placenta to pathology to see if there's any issues with the blood vessels. If there is a suspected infection, we'll send the placenta to pathology. They can look and see if there are signs of infection in the placenta and the membranes and the umbilical cord. If there's hypertension, we usually send it to pathology. If there is a suspected placenta abruption, that's when the placenta separates away from the wall of the uterus too early. You can often see that on a pathologic examination. Also, if there is a stillbirth, we will send the placenta to pathology to see if there are any issues that were identified in the placenta that can give us a clue as to why that stillbirth happened. In fact, sending a placenta for examination after stillbirth is probably going to be the thing that gives us the most information, better information than even blood work and things like that. In my family, we prioritize sitting down and having dinner together every single night. But finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel overwhelming. That is where Gobble comes in. Gobble is a meal kit delivery service where each week you can choose from their rotating menu of over 18 gourmet meals. You can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver them right to your door. We recently had a Gobble meal of Baja-style fish tacos with green goddess cabbage slaw and spiced black beans. Hear me when I say it was delicious. And that's because Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs. You'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. The meal was super easy to come together because most of their meals only take about 20 minutes. And did I mention how good the chocolate chip cookies were for dessert? See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/Dr. Nicole. That's gobble.com/Dr. Nicole today. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Now, ideally, you want your placenta to be evaluated by someone who has some expertise in looking at the placenta. There are some people who specialize specifically in looking at the placenta, pathologists who like really have a special interest in that. But that's not always the case. But in general, even a general pathologist is going to be able to give some general information about the placenta. And again, this is really going to help with the next pregnancy because we're not going to be able to look at the placenta that way during the pregnancy. So these are things that are going to help in future pregnancies. Now, I will say that before it goes to pathology, you should ask to see your placenta if you're curious. It is really, really cool. It is actually, to me, one of the most coolest organs on the planet. The placenta is unique in that it is an organ that can be in a woman's body and not be hers genetically. That's how you can do things like IVF with donor egg and donor sperm or surrogates or things like that. Because for whatever reason, the placenta creates this environment where the body will not recognize it as foreign. It's a matter of fact that this is something that has been studied in transplant surgery in order to try to figure out how to make transplants so they don't get rejected. That's a complete sort of nerdy aside. But placenta is really, really fascinating. So you can definitely ask to see it after you have your baby. Now, there is a lot of blood with it, so if that's going to bother you or for some reason it's like, you don't have to see it. But if you want to see it, take a look at it. It's cool. Okay, now getting back to the report. First of all, Carrie, I want to say good for you for actually looking at the report, because sometimes we don't always look back at our lab results or our reports and things. So good for you for looking at the report. I would encourage everyone to look at all of your lab tests these days with electronic medical records. You can generally have access to everything. Now, if you have questions about things, you know, don't send electronic messages, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning or things like that, expecting a response. But you can definitely look at any reports or information. You're legally entitled to look at that. So good for you for looking at the report. Let me just dive into what that report said. So, as far as cholangiosis, I will say I had never heard of this before. So this is definitely rare, and I've been in practice for over 20 years. So this is definitely a rare thing, and I had to look it up. So I'm going to be, you know, full disclosure, honesty about that. This is definitely a rare thing. So cholangiosis is a placenta condition characterized by an abnormal increase in the number of small blood vessels or capillaries in the chorionic villi. These are finger-like projections of the placenta. And it's considered an indicator of chronic placenta hypoxia, meaning that the placenta in the baby may have been deprived of adequate oxygen over a prolonged period. Some things that are associated with it, as you mentioned, these are going to be conditions that lead to reduced oxygen supply to the mother. So smoking, maternal heart disease or respiratory diseases, even high altitude can do it in some cases. Maternal diabetes can affect placental function, contribute to the development of cholangiosis. As I mentioned, hypertension can impair placental blood flow. Also, if the baby has growth restriction and there's a lack of oxygen to the placenta, we may see cholangiosis there. In terms of the clinical significance, again, it's an indicator of a low oxygen state over a chronic period of time. It suggests that, and it may signal underlying maternal or fetal conditions that need to be addressed. It can be associated with adverse outcomes like preterm birth, low birth weight, stillbirth, and other neonatal complications. So it is something to be mindful about. Now, in terms of the diagnosis, as I said, this is going to be through microscopic examination of the placenta after birth. This isn't something that we can see on ultrasound. It's not something that we know that is going to help that pregnancy. It's something potentially to think about for a future pregnancy. And they diagnose this, the pathologist diagnosed this by looking at this characteristic increase in capillaries within the chorionic villi. In terms of management, it's really about looking to see if there are any underlying causes that can be addressed. So if there's diabetes, make sure that's under control. If there's hypertension, make sure that's under control. If there's smoking, quit smoking. All of those things are going to be important. So in your particular case, when you say thinking about second baby, should this could be a concern? Well, I should have mentioned, and I think it's in the disclaimer, but I'm going to mention again anyway, I can't give anyone specific medical advice. This is kind of general information related to the topic. But in general, I would say that if I saw someone and they had cholangiosis noted on their pathology report, I wouldn't say that this is a reason not to get pregnant, but it certainly may mean closer monitoring. You definitely want to ask your doctor about it. They may be stumped like me, have never seen it before. And so you may want to see a high-risk pregnancy specialist for an opinion. And you can even do that before you get pregnant the next time. You can say, hey, I saw this thing on the pathology report. What does this mean for future pregnancies? And things can be planned accordingly. All right, so there you have it. I hope you found this helpful. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. I appreciate it. It helps other women to find the show, and I love to hear what you think about the show. And if you have a question that you want me to answer, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I am on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. I would love to hear from you and answer your question on an upcoming episode. So that is it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.